Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, Angie, for leading that song, Faith. That's what we're going to be talking about this morning. And how is faith the thing that makes us victorious? You know, it's kind of funny. Faith is, when you think about it, a temporary thing, right? Faith is what allows us, it's like the vehicle that allows us to know what to do and how to do it, to conquer death. But once we've conquered death, we don't need faith anymore, right? Because our faith shall be sight. So faith is a temporary thing, and it's something that is crucial for a Christian to have while we are here on this earth. In Hebrews 11 and verse 6, it says, "And without faith, it is what? Impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him." So what I kind of take away from that is, even if you do everything else, right? Let's say you go to church, you read your Bible every day, maybe externally you do all the things you should do and don't do the things you shouldn't do. But if you don't have faith in your heart, then that's useless. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. In Hebrews 10:22, it says, "Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water." In 1 Peter 1:7, it says, "So that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ." See, our faith needs to be a genuine faith. And that's the crucial thing about it, is you can convince probably everyone really in your life that you have faith. But to have a genuine faith, that is one that's maintained between you and God. And you all are the only ones who know truly what kind of faith you have in your heart between you and God. And like I said, it's obviously crucial to have faith. But I feel like faith is one of those things that, maybe this is a fault on my part, but whenever I hear like a lesson on faith or I see like the title is going to be about faith, it seems so vague, right, and kind of not very tangible. It doesn't seem like something I can easily conceptualize. And so what I would like to do is just use the scripture, because those things are a struggle for me to get a clear picture of. What does it mean that I need to have faith? What does it mean that I need to have a genuine faith? What does that look like in practicality? So I'd like to look at examples in scriptures that the scripture records were moments of faith, or I can argue at least that there's faith shown in these passages, and we'll see what we can learn and emulate from that. And the first one is the story of Abraham and Isaac. And I realized it's kind of an odd story to do on Father's Day, you know, the time a father almost killed his son. It's kind of bad timing, but we all know the story, right? That Abraham is very advanced in years, and God has been promising him a child, and he finally has a child, and he's overjoyed. But then, remember, God asks him to do something. He tells Abraham, he says, "Rise, take your only son, the son whom you love, Isaac, and go and kill him. Sacrifice him on the mountain." And of course, I believe I've done the Lord's Supper sermon about this, and we just talked about the pain and the turmoil that Abraham must have been in to do this, right? I mean, just let alone just a father for his child, especially a child of promise like that. Right? A child that you had eagerly expected and waited on the Lord for and gone all these years to finally have it, and then for it to be stripped away like this must have been utterly excruciating for him. But we know that he rises the next day early in the morning. He goes and he makes the preparations. He takes Isaac and he goes up the mountain. And in Genesis 22 and verse 10, it says, "Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, 'Abraham, Abraham.' And he said, 'Here I am.' He said, 'Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me.'" And of course, we have a lot of admiration for Abraham. Obviously, the Jews had a lot of admiration for Abraham, but you know, you think about why that is, and what stands out about Abraham's life, first and foremost, is his faith. But let me ask this question. Is killing your child a moral thing to do? It's Father's Day, so y'all better say no. No, you know, that's kind of a ridiculous question in a sense. But is that not what he was asked to do? He was asked to kill his only child. But is it unethical to disobey God? Yeah, you can't just disobey God. So you see, he's kind of at a conundrum. Because, you know, killing your son, that seems wrong to do. And then God's telling me to do it, and it seems wrong to disobey God. So it almost seems like there's no good solution to this situation that he's in. And so Abraham kind of has a choice, and that is either, was Abraham a murderer, or was he a paradox? Was he a paradox of faith? I'll show you what I mean by that. And in Hebrews 11:17, when it records this account, it says, by faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was in the act of offering up his only son, of whom it was said, through Isaac shall your offspring be named. Do you remember that? It was through Isaac that he was supposed to get his promise that God promised him from the beginning, his nation. So you can see how all these things are very contradictory, at least in Abraham's mind. It says, he considered that God was able even to raise him from the dead, from which, figuratively speaking, he did receive him back. I think that's kind of the insight there. And I'd like to say this. If Abraham had simply completed a command that God told him, that would just be obedience, wouldn't it? Right? If God just told him to do it and he just did it without questioning, that would just straight up be obedience. But the scripture calls it faith. It was by faith that he obeyed. So what made it faith? I think this is where we can learn. And I'd like to look at, there's three different stories we're going to look at with three different things that faith should be more important than. And the first one is, faith needs to be greater than our reason. Abraham suspended what he understood to be unethical in order to obey God. And he had faith that God would make everything work out. Remember, he said that the scripture records that he supposed that he might even raise him from the dead. Now, did he know that for sure, 1,000%, that that was going to happen? No. But what that shows is that he was just working his human brain to figure out a way that God would complete his promises, and Abraham still obey and still do the thing that seemed counterintuitive to those promises. You see, the faith was lied in him obeying and knowing that whatever it was, God was going to work it out. His part was to obey, and he knew it was in God's hands, and his job was just to obey. The second thing is, Abraham did not know he passed the test until the test was complete. You think about that? You know, I don't get the picture that he was kind of like slowly lifting the knife up and then going like, anytime, God, stop me anytime. I don't get the picture that was happening. It says, while he was in the act of. I don't think he was holding back. It seems like he was actually going to do it. He was going to do it. That's what the scripture tells us. And so I think that's where our faith or the rubber meets the road. I was trying to think of some preachery thing to say about that. But that's where the rubber meets the road. That's when faith takes place, is in action. Not just in thought, not just in ruminating it. It's based on the decisions and the actions we take in the moment. And then finally, his wrestling with the sacrifice did not inhibit.